Margie, arrête de courir.
Regardez, c'est Nusha là-bas.
Margie, c'est dingue comme tu as grandi.
Est-ce que tu m'as ramené un cadeau? C'est comment Paris? Tu as vu Bruce Lee? Et la Tour Eiffel, c'est comment?
Bienvenue à Téhéran, ma chérie.
Persepolis is a new animated film directed by Marjan Satrapi and Vincent Perronneau.
Je me souviens. À cette époque, je menais une vie tranquille et sans histoire. Une vie de petite fille. J'adorais les frites avec du ketchup. Bruce Lee était mon héros préféré. Je portais des Adidas et j'avais deux grandes obsessions. Pouvoir me raser un jour les jambes et devenir le dernier prophète de la galaxie.
It's based on Satrapi's two-part memoir of the same title about her life growing up in Iran under the Shah and then after the revolution of 1979.
La tache de vin sur le visage de notre voisine s'était miraculeusement transformée en blessure de guerre.
Satrapi now makes her home in France, and this is a movie that's being released in this country in its French language version, which is a wonderful thing because some of the voice talent is really very, very special. Some of the greatest French movie stars contribute their voices, including Catherine Deneuve, her daughter Chiara Mastroianni, and the great Daniel Darieux. These three women play three generations of a Tehran family, and the main character is Marjan, young Marjan, who's voiced by Chiara Mastroianni.
Marjan, au lit, tout de suite.
This is an episodic story about a young girl's coming of age, and it nicely balances the family and personal elements of her life with the political backdrop.
Nous bâtirons l'avenir, main dans la main.
A story of successive dictatorships, in a way.
Donc, Anouche, t'as passé combien de temps en prison?
9 ans, mon enfant.
The family suffered at the hands of the Shah, and then very much under the hands of the Islamic government that followed it.
Et toi, c'est quoi cette tenue?
C'est quoi tes chaussures de punk?
Quelles chaussures de punk?
Ça, là.
Mais... c'est des baskets.
Cette forme, c'est punk.
And what this is really about, it's a celebration, a very wise and smart and clever and nuanced one, of the spirit of rebellion. In particular, a kind of feminist spirit of a young girl who insists on addressing the world on her own terms and being who she wants to be. Whatever the powers around her have to say about it. It's a very brave film about a very brave little girl, and it's wonderful.